My cure for writer's block was just fuck that bitch.
What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And we're back, brother.
It's been a minute. Been a while.
You know, I kind of wanted to give a little life update, just a kind of little thing.
We've been inconsistent, as you can see.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. I'm going to take the blame because I've been dealing with some health stuff, and I'm trying to get better and trying to figure all that shit out right now. So that's why we haven't been uploading as much. But we got some loyal fans. We got some loyal people that probably watch every episode. I wanted to be honest with them and let them know kind of what's going on. I feel like they would appreciate that a little bit.
I agree.
Yeah. But today, we got...
You can introduce them.
Yeah. We got Brownie, bro.
What up, though?
Bro, this dude. And I told him, we talked about this before. He was the last person I hung out with right before COVID. Like, the last time I went out of the house before COVID was with this dude, recording music.
What were you guys doing?
We were working on a song, and then we had, like, we were going to get back together and finish it, and then everything shut down.
This dude borrowed $20 from me and never paid me back.
That probably did happen. I'm not gonna lie. That 100% probably happened, yes. You bought me Taco Bell, didn't you? Is that what it was?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. All right, I got you. Cash App after this. So how you been, Brownie?
Terrible start. I'm being a bad guest.
No, you're good.
No, I'm not too bad. I'm finally back on my fucking grind, making my music. I went on like a fucking 3-year hiatus.
Damn.
As, you know, toxic bitches, but it is what it is.
We've all been there.
I wanted you to jump into how you guys met.
Oh yeah. This dude, I mean, we went to middle school together before high school. Like, we've known each other for a long time. In fact, you went to elementary school with my cousin, I believe.
Yeah, RJ.
Yeah, and Weiss. Yeah, shout out RJ.
Yeah, RJ's dope.
Yeah, but Brownie been the homie. We sat by each other in art. We used to fuck around in art all the time because our teacher was weird.
It was like 8th grade 3D art, bro.
Yeah.
I failed the fuck out of that class. I remember we had this fucking Egyptian project. I had to make a jackal. Because, like, my fucking theme was Anubis.
Yeah.
And, bro, I kept dropping that bitch. And, like, 3 of its 4 legs broke off. So, instead of trying to fix that shit, I just painted them red. I ended up getting, like, a fucking B-.
We'll take it. Dubs in the chat.
I always said C's get degrees in college.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, no, just kind of jump into a little bit on your upbringing. Obviously, you guys knew each other. Yeah. But what were you doing before music came into the play?
I've been a skate rat my whole life. Just skateboarding my whole life.
When did that come into the picture? What age?
Well, when I was like a really young kid, my brother was always skateboarding and shit when he was like a teenager. He was 8 years older than me. And, you know, then as I got older, I was kind of just always trying to copy what he was doing and shit. And a few of his friends skateboarded. So, you know, I was trying to like be like them and shit. And, you know, after a while, I just fucking stuck with it, and it kind of just became my whole life.
Still skating to this day.
Oh yeah, literally my bedroom is a fucking half pipe.
it is my
bed folds up towards the wall, kind of like a Murphy bed. Whoa. And like I can just skate inside my bedroom.
Some Tony Hawk type
and then I have another half pipe built in my backyard that's 4 feet tall and 8 feet wide, and then I'm building a new one that's like fucking 20 feet wide, and like it's got a whole bunch of different like ramps on it and shit, so it's not just like a basic ass half pipe. That shit will be cool once it's done, but it's been a process for, like, the past 3.5 years.
Who were some skaters that inspired you? You know, were the Tony Hawks, were the Ryan Shecklers, the...
Bro, that dude was so sick, right?
You know, Bam Margera's the...
So, Bam was a big one when I was a kid. I'm glad you mentioned him, because I wouldn't have
can't,
even thought
can't
to
leave
mention
him out. Can't leave him out, dude.
Hey, Bam was one of them dudes.
Yeah, Bam, he was on some shit, and, like... I'm not going to lie, like, a lot of, like, my Instagram, like, just, like, a lot of what I got my followers from, like, I was always posting skateboarding edits.
Yeah.
But in my skateboarding edits, I was always doing just, like, some dumb shit, like, kind of like how they would do in the Jackass videos. Like, it would be a lot of skateboarding, but then a whole lot of dumb shit in between.
Right. Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, that was, like, the biggest inspiration for, like, my content on my Instagram and shit, because, like, I just... I wanted people to see me having as much fun as possible. Because, like, I don't know. I can't sit still. I always got to be doing something.
Bro, and that's the thing. Like, with what he was saying about Jackass and stuff, like, I think people forget, like, how big that shit got. Like, Jackass was, like, those guys. Oh, my God. Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O, all those guys were, like, icons after that shit.
Very influential.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Pop degeneracy culture. Activities.
Oh, yeah.
When did music come into the play for you, though?
Not until I was around, like, 16 or 17. It was after my brother and a couple of his friends had passed away. One of his, like, closest friends that passed away, he actually lived with me and my family for 2 years. His name's Rico. He made music, and he was the first person I ever met that actually, like, made music and shit, and that shit was just, like, so fucking cool to me.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it, like, just, like, the fact that, because, like, he had shit that, like, actually sounded like industry at the time. This was back in, like, 2012, like, 2013, and, like, I had never met anybody like that before, and it was just, it made a big impact on me.
Yeah.
So, then, eventually, 2015 rolls around, my brother and, you know, both, like, three or four of his close friends passed away, and at that point, like, I spent, like, a year just kind of, like, trying to figure shit out. And then one day I was just like, man, I've always wanted to try to make music. And, like, Rico, my brother's friend who made music, I was thinking about him one day, and I was like, I want to do something, like, just to, like, kind of, like, I don't know, not necessarily pay homage to him, but, like, it was, like, that was really my big inspiration to start making music, was thinking about Rico and shit. And eventually, like, after I got, like, three or four songs in, I, like, really started to, like, I don't know, I noticed I was a lot better than a lot of people around here at making music. Right. And it really made me want to stick with it. Because, like, I don't know, everybody I heard, like, basically, the number one reaction I would get out of my music was, damn, that shit was actually dope as fuck. Like, people around here, like, every time they show me some shit, I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but it really wasn't good at all. But your shit, bro, like, and like, I don't know, like, that shit just, like, it made me feel like I could really do something with this shit. So, I just stuck with it.
So, I don't know how to word this. Did you, like, have a passion for, like, writing stuff beforehand? Like, how natural did it come to you? If you get what I'm, like, trying to ask.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Most of my creativity honestly stemmed from, like, drawing and shit. And, like, you know, I was skateboarding for a long time before I started making music. So, like, I was always trying to do different shit on my skateboard that, like, you know, I never really saw other people do. So, like, once I kind of started making music, I kind of tried to translate that into my music, because I don't want to hear the same shit. Like, I started making music because I wanted to hear certain things. Like, when I started, I was just trying to sound like different rappers on, like, beats that I thought I could hear those rappers on.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was just thinking, like, oh, it'd be cool to hear this rapper on this song, but, you know, that's probably never going to happen, so I'll just do something that sounds like this rapper on this song.
Turn the mic a little bit.
Oh, my bad. There you go. But, yeah, I don't know, I lost my train of thought.
It was just, like, finding your own sound, you're saying?
Yeah, because,
like,
you
were trying to mimic other artists, so you just had to, like, find your own.
Yeah, like, when I first, Big Sean was actually a really big inspiration for me. Like, that one kind of catches people off guard. Like, a lot of people don't expect to hear that one, but just, like, he has a very clear voice compared to a lot of other Detroit rappers.
Bro, he's so underrated.
Just, like, his fucking cadence and his tonality when he raps, like, it just reminds me a lot of myself. So, like, I started trying to copy him a lot when I was first starting, right. And, you know.
That kind of made me think of, like, earlier the question would be, like, who were, like, some of the artists that, you know, you grew up on that, like, kind of influenced the way you sound today? And for the people that don't know, like, try to explain your sound a little bit to, like, someone that may have never heard your music.
So, one really big one is Wiz Khalifa. Mm. Like, back, like, 2010s era Wiz Khalifa, like, Rolling Papers and shit like that. Like,
Cushion Orange Juice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was one of my biggest things growing up. I had that shit on repeat, like, No Sleep, fucking Black and Yellow, like, all them songs off fucking Rolling Papers. That was, like, my biggest thing. And I'm not gonna lie, I really wasn't that into rap music until around middle school. once I was in like 7th or 8th grade, I found this song called Opposite of Adults by Chitty Bang.
Yep.
And I had,
classic.
That was like one of the first rap songs I had ever heard that I was like, damn, this shit's like really cool. And I actually learned all the words to it and shit. And like, that was the only rap song I would listen to. And eventually it just kind of like stemmed into more and more like
expanded your taste in music.
Yeah.
But, so what were you listening to before that, before 7th and 8th grade, you know, like growing
so
up?
So mostly like in elementary school, my parents were always listening to rock music and shit. So that was like the main thing I would listen to, was like kind of like hard rock and like, you know, not necessarily like heavy metal, but there was a lot of more metal influences in there too, like Five Finger Death Punch and Slipknot and shit like that.
Oh, damn.
But then once I got into middle school, like I started listening to like a lot of like dubstep and like EDM and like fucking like, you know, a lot more like techno type shit. And I feel like that played a big part in my style now, because like, I'm not gonna lie, some of my, like, I had never really made this type of music until recently, but my favorite type of music to make lately has been hyperpop. And because hyperpop is like a combination of, you know, rock music, pop music, rap music, and a little bit of dubstep influences in there too.
Yeah.
So it's basically like everything I grew up on all combined into one.
I always say genres are just intertwining right now. You see you see Morgan Wallen making songs with Lil Durk. And
bro,
like
Beyonce
Bag
made
Yo.
A country album.
Right.
You know?
Like, even back in like fucking 2015, like Florida Georgia Line and shit was making songs with
Nelly.
With Akon and Nelly.
Yeah.
And like fucking all right. kinds of like rappers and shit. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Right.
It was unheard of at that point. Yeah.
And I've only known you for, what, 2 weeks now? I didn't even know he went to Carlson when
oh,
I first
really?
Met him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you find TAC in the first place?
I'm not gonna lie, I really don't remember.
I think I might know.
Really?
Could it be through D1 maybe?
I mean, maybe, because like I knew who D1 was, but I had never really hung out with him or made music with him
yeah.
or anything until the first time I had gone to Chance.
Oh damn.
And that was back when he was, you know, running the shit out of the closet in his trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I just pulled up one day, and I'm pretty sure I actually think it was through KC.
Oh, probably.
Because,
shout out KC and D1. Both
fun fact, the way I met KC was my friend Joseph just hit me up one day. He texted me. He was like, bro, I just found this dude on SoundCloud. I swear to God, he sounds like a black version of you. And I was like, what?
That's crazy.
So I started listening to KC's shit on SoundCloud, and I was like, damn, yeah, he's got a dope-ass style.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about sounding like me, but... You know, but then I ended up hitting KC up on like Instagram or some shit, and I started chilling with him, and he was telling me that, you know, he had this studio he goes to.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I went to Chance, and then that was when D1 and Jet were there and shit, and me and them ended up making a couple songs.
Was that first time there when we filmed that music video?
I think it was.
Maybe I have met you before.
Oh, fuck, what song? Open-ended? No.
No, it wasn't.
Short and Sweet.
The Short and
yeah,
Sweet
was
video.
Short,
for
short
no,
and
but
sweet.
He was.
I know,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Devin filmed that for us. Yeah, I was. Yeah, I think that might have been your first time out there when we filmed that video.
It was one of the first.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, because Jet and D1 were both there that night too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that was the night. Yeah, that was the night me, Jet, and D1 all made a song together. That was like, I had made a song with Jet before that, but I didn't have a song with D1.
Yeah,
and like I came in on like this like trippy ass like fucking like deep like kind of like dark sounding rap song.
Yeah,
and then Jet comes in, and he's just like fucking rapping all smooth and
KK.
Like fucking like, dude, like he had the smoothest fucking flow on this whole song, and then out of nowhere, like where right where you think it would be like halfway through Jet's verse, D1 comes in like a whole Detroit rapper, and like, dude, it just makes the song sound so crazy, and I love that shit. That's one of my favorite songs I've made to this day.
Them dudes can rap their asses off. I'll give
oh,
them
yeah.
that for real.
Oh yeah.
And like I said, you know, I've only known you for a few weeks now, but one of the first times we met, you had just dropped a song. I can't remember the name of it, but tell me a little bit about your music that's out right now. And for people that are watching, like, what's a song you would recommend to go listen to for their first one?
So the first one I would recommend would always be the most recent one, because the most recent one's always my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
But just a couple weeks, or like a week ago, I dropped a song called Case Close on my SoundCloud called The Nitwits. But you know, my SoundCloud's confusing, and it's always hard to explain to people how to get to my SoundCloud, because the account's called The Nitwits, and then my rap name is Brownie, so
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's, you know, I don't know, I'll figure it out one day.
I was going to say,
but
you can change that.
Yeah, like,
But, like, before I dropped Case Closed, I really hadn't dropped shit. I had dropped, like, maybe 5 or 6 songs total. But when I dropped Case Closed, I privated everything except for the first song I ever dropped. Because most people didn't like most of the shit I dropped. And, like, I don't really care that people didn't like it, but I don't know. I just – I don't want that to be people's first impression of me.
I feel you.
I was going to say, I didn't – I've never tapped into your catalog, but I've heard the unreleased stuff that you recorded over the last few weeks. And yeah. I mess with it for sure. What's your schedule look like for upcoming music?
This Halloween, I want to drop a mixtape. I don't know exactly how many songs are going to be on it yet. I still got some figuring out to do. I may or may not have a set list already, like, pre-set, because one of my boys, he is, like, he quit making music, but he still, like, is really, like, big supportive of, like, all his boys that make music and shit. And he was basically... I sent him, like, all my new music that I've made within, like, the past, like, 2 months. And then the other day, out of nowhere, he just kind of texted me, like, with this, like, screenshot of a list in his notes of different songs. List. And he was like, bro, use this as a track list for this for an album. Like, I've been listening to your shit nonstop. I've been listening to it in a bunch of different orders. I've reorganized this track list, like, 15 times at this point. I feel like this would be a good-ass track list for a fucking album. And, like, dude, that shit, like... That shit threw me off because I had never actually, like, that was the most support I had ever felt from my music.
You didn't realize,
before.
Like, how invested
he
was.
Like,
yeah,
it felt like he really cared about me actually getting shit out there now. And, like, that made me happy.
Never mind.
Someone's calling.
I got to pee real quick.
Oh, yeah. Should we just take a pause? One thing I want to bring up that we didn't get to talk about in the upbringing.
We cut straight to this.
Bro, yeah, you have to. We didn't bring it up in the upbringing part, but I have to ask. First time I went to your house. We have a friend, a mutual friend of ours named Trevor Moran. Shout out Trevor, Trap King. That's Trap King Trev.
I know Trevor.
His nickname says
yeah.
He goes, Will, be prepared. First time I'm going to your house. I go, why? He goes, Brownie has a pig. And I go, what do you mean he has a pig? And he was like, bro has a pig that like is like his pet, like lives in his house. Sure as shit. How did that come about?
So I think it stems from it's my mom's pig, for one.
Yeah.
My mom was the one that wanted the pig. I think the reason she decided to get a pig kind of stems from one of her old coworkers used to have, like, this obsession with pigs. She had, like, all these, like, little, like, pig pictures and all these little pig figurines around her house and shit like that. And she was always super obsessed with pigs. Well, my mom, you know, working with her almost every day, I think my mom kind of just started to like pigs just from because of her.
Yeah.
And one day when I was 16... My mom just tells me, she's like, oh, yeah, I found this guy that's selling his pig. He lives out in Taylor. We're going to go pick it up today. And I'm like, what? We're picking up a pig?
So it wasn't like the teacup pig. It was like a big, like, actual pig.
Bro,
because so my brother's buddy has a pig, and it's like, it started off like as a really, really small pig.
Yeah. So when we got Wilbur, that's the pig's name, of course.
Classic.
Of course. When we got Wilbur, he was about 2 or 3 years old already. Apparently, pigs grow until they're 5. The miniature teacup pigs, we did a bunch of research on it, and apparently they're just, like, basically regular pigs that have been starved from a young age.
Damn.
Really?
So it stunts their growth.
Really?
So once we got Wilbur, he was, like, maybe, like, 40, 50 pounds tops. But we found out that, you know, you got to starve him to keep him small. So we were like, no, we're not going to starve him. You know, we're going to feed him a normal amount. And now Wilbur's 180 pounds.
Bro, that fucker.
And his breed is literally a miniature potbelly. If he's a miniature potbelly, how is he 180 pounds?
Right. Is it because he's like short, maybe? Like the legs? Because he's a big fucker, but he's like closer to the ground.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. He's pretty overweight on top of it. He's just a fat fuck.
Bro, he's like a little bullet.
How would you compare that to a dog? Or do you have any other pets? Does he get along with other animals?
I have a lot of pets. We've always had a lot of animals in my house. My two dogs, he does not get along with. The dogs don't care. They get along with him fine. But anytime the dogs go near him, he gets a little jumpy.
What kind of dogs are they?
I got a blue heeler and a miniature American Eskimo.
Okay.
The blue healer's mine. His name's Damien. That's my best friend.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's the dog I have tattooed on my left shoulder. Mm. But Jinx is the other one, the miniature American Eskimo. That's my mom's dog. She's a little...
We have to block that out. Yeah, we can't put that word on YouTube. No, you're good. No, you're good.
That was great.
Yeah, no, she does not shut up.
That was so good.
Pig, like, compared to a, he's honestly more like an annoying little brother than he is like a dog.
Okay.
Like, there was a time where me and like three of my friends, we were, I won't be specific, we were on some psychedelics, chilling in my room, and the pig decided to make his way into my room because my door was open. And we're just sitting there like fucking, this is not long after I got the pig. And like I said, we're tripping. So we're just sitting there like, bro, there's a fucking pig in my room right now. And then my buddy Joseph starts fucking around and he starts comparing Wilbur to a fat kid. And he is like, bro, he's literally like a fat kid in school. Like, fuck it. And Wilbur, I swear to God, he understood him. He heard the words fat kid and he started getting offended, dude. Like, he just out of nowhere just starts going like, and we're just like, oh God, what the fuck, Wilbur?
Wilbur's about
and
it.
And I swear to God, he charged at Joseph.
Oh, I believe
like,
it.
Like, he was about to headbutt this dude and Joseph freaked the fuck out. He was like climbing up and like against my wall and shit like, oh my God.
You just got another one, didn't you?
Yeah, Petunia.
Are they, like, affectionate at all? Like, would they, like, cuddle with you? Or are they, like, a lap dog to an extent? You know what I mean?
Petunia is very affectionate with my mom. That's the new pig.
Yeah.
We got her, like, a little over a year ago. And she is a lot more calm than Wilbur. But when she starts making noise, she is so much louder.
Does Wilbur try to play, like, a parental role?
No. Wilbur hates her.
Really?
She likes to go try to instigate Wilbur. Like, I feel like she knows she pisses Wilbur off, so she will go and just try to bother him.
That's funny.
I've heard that's a thing with pigs. Like, if you have a pig and then you get a new one, like, they have to fight.
I thought he was going to say women.
No, they, like, have to fight. Like, one of them has to be the dominant one. Like, that's how it works. At least with pigs, I guess.
Well, and it's funny, too, because, like, Wilbur, the big one, will just try to avoid Petunia. But then Petunia, who's only, like, fucking 25, 30 pounds, will go and try to instigate this fucking big-ass 180-pound pig. Like,
that's funny.
Oh, I'm so glad we talked about this and got to hear about the pigs.
Yeah, we can jump back into music.
Oh, fun fact about pigs, though. My ex, actually, her baby daddy owned this farm out in fucking Belleville. And he had this 800-pound fucking pig named Bacon. And this pig, if you scratched him, it smelled like maple syrup.
What?
This pig naturally smelled like maple syrup.
That's so pig in a museum. That's a national treasure.
Bacon was dope as fuck.
That's funny. Just to jump back into music, though, do you ever have writer's block or like a creative block? And if so, how do you overcome it?
So, that ex I was just talking about, I was with her for a little over 3 years. That entire 3 years, I wrote maybe 10 songs tops. In the past 2 months, after I spent almost a year broken up with her just being single, like just in the past 2 months, I have made about 15 songs.
Damn.
So my cure for writer's block was just fuck that bitch.
There's another one.
That's crazy.
We got the quotes for this fucking episode. That's a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt right there.
That's funny.
Best way to do in life. Fuck that bitch.
What would you say your biggest weakness is as an artist? Something you know you could improve on or want to improve on in the future?
That's a good question. For me, I'd say it's just overthinking. I put way too much thought into a lot of things I do that really isn't going to, like, 90% of people wouldn't notice these, like, little details and shit. But I've always been like this ever since I was a kid. Like, I've always been a very big perfectionist with everything I do.
I was about to ask that. Are you a perfectionist? You just seem to be, like, your biggest critic.
I have a minor form of OCD called OCPD, which is basic. It stands for Obsessive-Compulsive Personality Disorder. And it's very similar to OCD, but it's not to the point where it, like, completely takes over my life and drives me crazy. But I have a lot of these little compulsions where, like, I have to do things a certain way. Otherwise, it drives me fucking crazy. Like, especially with music, most of my compulsions are with music. Like, if I'm driving and I'm listening to music in the car, I can only turn the radio to, like, intervals of five. if the number is not divisible by 5,
bro,
then I can't fucking listen to the radio.
I do it with
radio.
Fucking TV volume, too. Yes. It has to be a 5 or a 10.
The 5s and the 0s.
Bro, there's this girl I'm talking to right now, and she knows the shit bothers me, and she does the shit on purpose. She will purposely turn the shit to, like, 18, 19, and I'm just like, dude, I
don't
swear
mind,
to God right now.
I don't mind even numbers every once in a while.
I wouldn't even
depending
mind.
If, like, how late at night it is. If it's, like, too loud, I can go to, like, a 12, an 8. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, some days certain numbers bother me. Other days, they don't. But if it's, like, okay, so, like, say 11, 14, 16, and 19. Because they're right next to the fucking the even numbers,
yeah.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be in intervals of 5.
No,
but, like,
that.
I will turn to a 12 or 13 because it's in between. The same thing with the 17 and 18.
No, I get that. I get that for sure. If you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Kenny Mason, 100%.
Ooh.
Wow.
I haven't heard that answer.
No.
Kenny
That's
Mason
a solid answer,
is
though.
Literally what I want my music to be. Everything about what Kenny Mason does.
Hey,
is
you getting out of here? Oh, all right. Yeah.
You dipping?
All right. No, you're
good. We are, but we'll cut this.
I was going to say, tap in with me with the
nah,
beats.
No, for sure. You know what? I'm coming back next week anyway, but I'm tapping with you before then. All right,
but.
It might be tomorrow, to be honest.
All right, but. Yeah, hit me up.
All right, boy.
Peace out. Be safe, bro. Anyways, continue. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, hands down, without a doubt, Kenny Mason. Because back, like, 4 years ago when he first blew up, like, I had a lot of shit going on mentally. I was not normal. And I found his music, and that shit, like, really made an impact on me at that point in my life because I just had so much going on. And just the shit he was talking about, like, it really resonated with me. And then on top of that, just his style is so fucking unique compared to, like, all these other people out here, because he does, like, a lot of, like, rock rap. And I don't know, most people that do rock rap just don't do a good job of it.
Bro,
and
they
just
don't do it right.
The way Kenny is able to blend different styles just fucking blows my mind. So hands down, without a doubt, Kenny Mason.
That's a good answer.
Who would you want to produce it?
Shit. Flying Lotus.
I'm not familiar.
I am not hip either.
Damn, you don't know about Flying. Damn.
Not hip
I'm
at
not
all.
Familiar.
Played
not
GTA 5?
Oh, so yeah, then probably.
You
I
know
am.
Fly Low FM?
I haven't
That's
played
Flying
I
Lotus'
played
radio
GTA.
Station
I
on
swear
GTA
to God.
5. Dude, he is one of the most legendary producers of all fucking time.
Oh,
he has, like,
I haven't played GTA in a while, though.
Yeah,
so
it's been a minute, too.
Like, he has a few songs with A$AP Rocky that you probably would know if you heard them.
Okay.
But just his, like, whole style with producing is so different from anything else. Like, he does, like, a lot of, like, really, like, trippy, different-sounding shit. And, like, a lot of his beats, the way they're structured, they're not structured in a normal format. Like, they're really different. And, dude, he's amazing at what he does.
I'll have to tap in. Might be able to get some inspiration.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
My personal favorite question, 5 dinner guests, dead or alive, can be anyone, doesn't have to be artists, can be anyone in the world.
XXXTentacion.
Oh, I thought we...
That's the only celebrity death that actually affected me. That's that one for sure. Wiz Khalifa.
Mm.
He's gotta be there.
Taylor Gang.
Oh, yeah. Damn, 5 of them. That's hard.
Keep in mind, it doesn't have to only be artists.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
This is kind of a random one, but this actor named Lakeith Stanfield.
Not hip.
He is my favorite actor.
Because it sounds familiar.
You ever watch the show Atlanta?
Yep.
Childish Gambino show?
Yeah.
He's Darius.
Oh, I found him.
Yeah. He's
oh,
Darius.
Okay,
yeah. He's in a lot of shit now, actually. He's been really going up there. But RZA from Wu-Tang Clan.
Mm.
Ooh.
He's got to be there.
This guy.
Okay.
I've seen him in a bunch of shit.
Yeah, he was in one of the Purge movies, actually. That one threw me off.
He was in Uncut Gems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He played Snoop in the N.W.A. movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. I haven't seen that in a while. I'll have to watch that again.
Yeah, he plays Snoop. He's a good-ass actor.
One more seat at the table.
Really? I thought I only named three.
You got bro from Wu-Tang Clan, actors, X, and Wiz.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm trying to think of a good one. Let's see. Damn.
Family member?
Yeah, you could do that too.
I'm not gonna lie, my boy Rico, I was talking about. Mm.
That'd be cool. That'd be a. It sounds like a fun table.
What are you eating?
Yeah.
See, I am the pickiest fucking eater in existence.
But it's whatever you want.
Like, I want pierogies and Kraft mac and cheese.
What an answer.
It has to be Kraft, though.
Hey.
What an answer.
Nah, I fucking hate Velveeta. Velveeta's so overrated.
Fuck you, Velveeta.
Bro, people talk shit about Kraft, but, dude, just the flavor of that fake cheese is so much better than the real shit.
I hear you. I agree with you.
Oh, man.
Personal top five favorite artists.
I'd say Kenny's number one, Kenny Mason. Sorry.
You're good, brother.
Wiz Khalifa's up there.
A little closer to the mic.
A little closer, yeah.
Sorry. I'm trying not to cough into the mic.
You're good.
Yeah, one and two, Kenny Mason and Wiz Khalifa. Shit. ASAP Rocky. That dude, I'm not going to lie, he's one of my biggest inspirations, too. That shit was, I was hypnotized by his music for like 2 years, bro. I could not stop listening to Rocky.
He had a great run, dude.
Bro, I just need him to drop some shit.
Dude, for real.
He did with J. Cole a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but yeah, like but he's only dropped like two singles. Album. You know, like I need, like Tyler's dropping an album in a couple days. Lil Uzi's dropping an album in a couple days.
He announced Eternal Take.
I have like 25 leaked ASAP Rocky songs in my audio files. I paid for them, bitches. I found somebody on YouTube that had a bunch of leaked shit. And I have like, I got Rocky, Ferg, fucking Made in Tokyo, fucking... I got like six different artists from really? This dude. Damn. Just a whole bunch of leaked shit. JID was one of them.
Hey.
that's the next person I'd say, JID.
Yeah.
And then I need one more, right?
Yeah.
This is kind of two people, but it's a group. And I say Earth Gang.
Underrated.
Facts.
Very similar to Jitty, though.
Yeah.
Jid.
Yeah, Spillage Village.
What is your favorite album of all time? Something you could listen to, no skips, start to finish.
No way. I'm sorry, they just, dude, this beat. I can't believe they just turned this shit on.
That shit in there?
Bro, they made this last week.
Yeah. Anyways, continue. Favorite album, no skips. I'm going to go in there and give them some shit after this.
I don't know if I necessarily have like a number one favorite. But I could give you, like, three that I could listen to, like, just nonstop. One of them's FM by Vince Staples.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know about that one, but the whole album is structured like a radio playlist. And he actually got Big Boy on there to fucking announce the whole shit. Everything transitions together. And he actually has a random Tyga snippet in his album. Just like literally just a minute and a half of a Tyga song.
Damn.
For no reason. Just in the middle of his album. And then later on in the album, he has like a minute and a half unreleased Earl Sweatshirt song. Mm. Just so like.
It smells like bitch in here.
He just got whole other artists on his album for no reason. He's not even on the songs.
That's
but
so
because
weird.
It's structured like a radio edit, it's just like, oh, new Earl Sweatshirt playing now. On and then it just goes sick. Into just yeah, Earl sweet. Just going crazy.
It's called FM, you said?
Yeah, FM by Vince Staples. And then another one's Double or Nothing by Big Sean.
Great yep. album.
Yep.
Dude, there's so many bangers on that one.
It's such a good
album. A lot of people hate on it, but you could play any song off that album, and almost every single one, people are going to be bobbing their head like, damn, that shit's a banger.
Right.
Bro, he's the most underrated rapper in the game right now, in my opinion. I really do think so. Because I think he's, like, as talented as one of those guys, like, those top guys, and he doesn't get the love that he deserves.
Another one of my all-time favorites, Because the Internet by Childish Gambino.
Mm.
bro, he just, his storytelling and just the way he structures his music, he puts his shit together like a movie. His albums are a full experience, and I love it.
Childish Gambino's sick, dude.
Yeah.
If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, what song are you singing?
Can't Be Yours.
That's fair.
Yeah. Can't be like Happy Birthday either.
Yeah, like, right, yeah. Right. 3005 by Childish Gambino.
You can hit that one part?
Oh, yeah. I can hit every single part of that song, bro.
We'll have to test it after this.
That's
after
the, to be honest, like, I know what Gambino is, and I know he's, like, that, like, cold, but I never really, like, got into his catalog that much. That song is, like, one of the only Childish Gambino songs I have, like, on my everyday playlist.
He's, I love that song.
Right before I started making music, I'm not going to lie, Childish Gambino is also one of my biggest inspirations, because right before I started making music was when I started listening to Childish Gambino, and he was one of the first artists that, like, once I started listening to him, I, like, really, really wanted to learn the lyrics to his songs.
Yeah.
Like, normally I don't care, and I'll just kind of figure out the lyrics after just, like, a long time of listening to a song, but I actually sat there and just watched the lyric videos of a few of his songs on repeat.
Yeah.
Trying to actually get everything right. Another one was You See Me. And then Bonfire, Sweatpants.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of the words to a lot of Childish Gambino songs.
The final question.
Dun, dun, dun.
In 10 years, what do you see yourself doing? Where do you want to be? If everything goes as planned, is there any other ventures outside of music that you'd like to do? What about music in 10 years? You know, run me through what your goal and visions are.
Music's always the plan A. I don't necessarily have a plan B, but one thing I've always wanted to do is just build skateboarding ramps. Just,
there's probably good money in that, dude.
Dude, for real.
It is. And if you're good at it, dude, like making actual skate parks for cities and shit, dude, you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars from a single park.
I'm sure.
Like, but yeah, that's my dream. Because ever since I was a kid, like I was telling you, I got all those ramps at my house and shit. You know, I've just, basically, from when I was, like, 5 or 6 years old, I was just building, like, little, like, ramps to fucking jump with my bike. Like, I would just find these little, like, 2x6s and then a log and just drill the 2x6s to the log to make a little launch ramp for my bike.
Damn.
And, you know, that eventually just evolved into, like, you know, making, like, better, like, you know, I made a rail at one point. I had my dad weld it up for me for skateboarding, and then, you know, I built the half pipe, I built a bunch of kicker ramps, I built, like, you know, I've built almost every type of ramp for skateboarding.
That's dope.
You know, it's just, that would be a dream job. That'd be fucking dope.
Were you ever into tech decks?
That's smart.
Don't even get me started on this shit, bro. So, like, there is a whole community of, like, people who do, like, real fingerboarding. Like, tech deck is just like the Walmart version of fingerboarding.
Yeah.
I got really into fingerboarding at one point. I have a fingerboard at my house that's worth more than my actual skateboard.
Damn. Bet. No, dude, my stepbrother used to be heavy onto those things, getting his own grip tape and, like, dude.
Dot.
Yeah, Dot. Yeah.
Dot. He has a whole Instagram dedicated to doing that stuff. Yeah.
I used to be nice Instagram on that stuff, but I haven't touched one in a while.
I remember how dope they were. I just remember, like, the kids that I thought were the cool kids, like, in elementary school.
I had so many tech decks and just, like, boards. Like, I collected just the boards. I wouldn't even put the trucks and the wheels and stuff on it, bro. I would just collect the boards.
I still have a whole bunch of fingerboards and old tech decks and shit. I have a collection of old tech decks because I don't really use the tech decks because they're, you know, like, the cheaper plastic decks. They're not really made to be good fingerboards.
Right.
So, yeah, I just got a whole collection of them. I actually have one of my basement walls. I cut a hole in the wall and basically made this table that folds out of the wall. And then in between the 2x4s, there's, like, shelves I put up. So I have all my fingerboarding shit in there, and then you fold the table down, and then I have a little table to fingerboard on and shit.
Skate parks and stuff on there.
And the thing about the table is the top surface of the table, after you fold it down out of the wall, it folds open on both sides to make it, like, twice as wide.
Ooh.
So it's a fucking big-ass table just tucked into the wall and shit.
Yeah, I used to buy all, like, the little the toys of, like, the skate park accessories, you know, whether it was, like, a bowl or, like, I don't know. I used to I'll have to find mine. I know it's rolling around my house somewhere, dude. I'll pull that thing out and play with it. Pause. Yo, what?
That's a clip.
Yo.
There's a clip.
All right, well, good thing that was the last question, the last see you topic. Next week. Yeah, we're going to see you guys next
week. I got one more thing to say about the fucking fingerboard rants and shit.
Bro, that sounds sus. Fingerboard sounds sus.
So, there is one time I ever decided to invest money in, like, an actual nice fingerboard obstacle, and this bitch costs, like, $45.
Holy
shit. It's a ledge made out of concrete. And I bought this thing, and then my buddy Corey that lives with me fucking knocked it off my pool table and broke my shit.
Damn.
I was so pissed. And, like, he's broken, like, three of my other fingerboard obstacles that I made. Like, this dude just hates my fingerboards for some reason.
It's clumsy. It's clumsy, yeah. It's personal at this point. Well, no, with that being said, I do want to thank you for coming on, bro. It was a pleasure.
For real. Always a pleasure. My hands are sweaty as fuck.
Go stream his music. Go stream his music. Links will be in the description.
Yeah.
Is there any
shout outs you want to give out real quick before we sign off?
Shout out Chance. Shout out TAC. You know, shout out the whole squad out here. Shout out Who Ate the Internet. Go check that shit out on TikTok.
Facts.
I don't know. Other than that, I mean, I'm going to have my music on all platforms by Halloween, and I'm dropping a mixtape on Halloween because fuck SoundCloud. I'm sick of that shit.
You heard it here first. Do we got a name for the project yet?
The project don't got a name.
Okay.
But, you know, coming soon.
It's coming. Yeah.
Links will be in the description. Go check out his music. Thank you for coming on, like I said.
Yeah, bro.
Anything? Also, shout out the Nitwits. I'm the only one in the group, but. And it was tatted on my hand, bro. I'm stamped.
And he did that himself, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did this shit with my left
hand. Going back to the creative writing shit.
I've got more tattoos with my off hand than my main hand.
But, yeah, Brown, like, from Will Baker to Justin Brown, look at us.
Oh, yeah.
Look at us. This is pretty cool. Miss Warren's, like, shitting herself right now, huh? That was our art teacher.
No, I'm trying to imagine just my teachers seeing my dreads now.
I'm surprised we didn't meet when I was at the school store. We probably did.
You probably came in there a couple times.
Had different hair,
I left
probably,
a month
right?
into freshman year.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
I switched to online school a month into my freshman year, so I really didn't go to Carlson for long.
Oh,
yeah. So we really went to middle school together, yeah.
It was just all my friends went to Carlson, so I hung out with all the Carlson kids and shit. So anytime anybody asked me shit, I just told them I went to Carlson.
I'd see you at football games sometimes.
Yeah, I would try to go to a lot of the games.
Hell yeah. Well, wishing you nothing but the best of luck, bro. Thank you for coming on.
Appreciate y'all for having me out.
Yeah, let's keep it pushing.
Episode 59, we're signing off. We should see you guys next Sunday, hopefully. I know what Will talked about in the beginning.
Yeah.
We might be a little inconsistent, but we're going to figure it out. So.
We'll get that 60 soon. That's coming. I promise.
For sure. All right. Well, with that being said,
yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe, and we're out of here.
We will.